Hello, this is Amber, and welcome to today's podcast. My website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. I'm a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner, and my work is focused on core wound healing, life purpose work, and sacred union sessions. And I also offer intuitive readings. I've been a Reiki master and a shamanic practitioner for well over 15 years, running my own practice, and I work with clients from all over the world on Zoom and Skype and remotely, with every so often doing in-person sessions. These podcasts are a way of just reaching out to as many of you as possible and assisting as many of you as possible. So I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who listens in and everyone who writes in, all the lovely feedback that I've gotten over the years. I can't really put into words how much it means to me to get that feedback. It just kind of, you know, just tells me that I'm on the right track with sharing this stuff. You know, it's sent out into a vacuum, and you just have to hope that it's being received. So it's so lovely to get that feedback. So thank you so much. Some of you have asked how you can best support the work. You know, there's many ways that you can support the work, actually. You can support the work by sharing a podcast with a friend that you feel might benefit from hearing something. You can share a link on social media. You can support the work by going to the website. There's a donations button on the homepage. If you just click the home tab, there's a drop-down menu and you can donate as much or as little as you feel called to. And all of that helps, you know, all of that helps reach as many people as possible. It helps me create more work. So there's a few ways that you can support, and thank you for asking that. And all support is gratefully received. Today's podcast is on the subject of clearing our energy field and why this is important. It's one of the first things that I will ask in a consultation with a new client. You know, what is your daily practice? And I have a podcast out there on some suggestions for a morning practice. But I'll also ask, what do you do to clear your energy field? So I'm not going to go into the intricacies of this because it's a really big subject matter, but we're just going to look at it from a kind of general overview. So it's important to clear our energy field because we are made up of energy. We are energetic beings. We're porous. We soak in our environment. We're influenced by our environment. We're influenced by what we see, what we eat, what we feel. You know, the emotions that are aroused in us, what we hear, what we surround ourselves with. And that affects who we are. It affects the thought patterns that we have, the choices that we make, the way that we behave. I think we can see that in our society. We can see that people predominantly spend their time glued to their phones, playing games or watching, you know, stuff, watching TV programs, whatever else they choose to watch. And so we're sort of living in a sleep state. You know, we've had plenty of stuff in the news about people who've fallen off cliffs and got hit by cars because they were busy playing a game on their phone. I mean, that's the state that we're in. We're in a sleep state. So all of this stuff affects who we are. It affects how awake we are. It affects the questions that we ask. It affects the choices that we make in life. It affects the thought forms that we have. And if we want to stay autonomous, if we want to stay true to who we are, if we want to have a clear energy field, if we want to be connected to our higher self, if we want to have inspiration, then we need to have times where we unplug. So it's not enough that we just, you know, go for a retreat every 6 months, or we take off to the countryside every 3 months or whatever. We need to be daily clearing ourselves, because if we don't, over time, it just becomes a layer of dirt, like a layer of crud that we think is us, but it isn't really. And it's also important that we clear ourselves from any emotions that we've picked up during the day, emotions that could be ours, but we just may have soaked them up. It's also really important to clear yourself if you're involved in industries where there's a lot of emotion. So, you know, obvious examples would be if you were involved, like you were in the military, or you were a paramedic, or you were in the police force, or you were a teacher, or you were a performer. Anything like that where you have a lot of interaction with members of the public and a lot of emotion coming your way, a lot of charged emotion coming your way, you might find that you come home at the end of the day and you feel tired, you feel ratty, your appetite goes up and down, your sleep pattern's erratic, You feel numb, you feel disconnected over time, and that's because you're just being bombarded with emotion, and it's not yours, it's projection. It's stuff that's being released and vomited onto you, and it's important that you come home and clear your energy field. So there are many, many different ways that we can do this, that we can clear our energy field, but I'm not going to run you through those ways because that's stuff that I only do in one-to-one sessions. And what tends to happen is we sort of oversubscribe to a way of doing something and then it loses its power, right? So there was a time about 5-6 years ago when I was creating a lot of women's circles and red tents and full moon circles and stuff like that, you know, just honoring the female rhythm and flow, the female kind of power. And they were invitation only circles, and there was something very sacred about the fact that we were doing this thing that we didn't advertise, and it wasn't a big proclamation to the world. It's about keeping something small and delicate and keeping the energy intact. And that's why so many important ceremonies take place behind closed doors. But if you want to dissipate the power of something, you basically announce it to the world. And so these days you can go on the internet, you can go on social media, and you've got every other person running a sacred circle, or telling you how to clear your energy field, talking about crystals, talking about red tents. And so they over time, they will lose their power as practices. So the really sacred practices we don't talk about, you know, they're things that we do in private, and we do with a close circle, a close community of those that we trust. But this podcast is about why it's important to clear your energy field. So it's important to come back to neutral. It's important to remember what your natural state is, you know. Your natural state may not be go, go, go. It may not be aggression. It may not be, an extrovert all the time. Your natural state may be something completely different, but you've had to develop this state in order to survive in the world. And over time, that armor can start to disconnect you from your truth. If more of us were connected to our truth and we were living in our truth, we wouldn't live in the world that we have today. We would be living far more empowered and balanced lives. If we were living in harmony with the earth and in harmony with ourselves, we wouldn't desecrate the earth. So we wouldn't treat animals, we wouldn't treat the vulnerable in the horrific ways that we treat them. We wouldn't be going around abusing those that are different from us. There wouldn't be sexual harassment, there wouldn't be sexual violence. There's lots of things that wouldn't happen if we were true to ourselves and we were true to our higher selves. And we were keeping our energy field clear. Keeping our energy field clear is also about anything that you might have picked up, like discarnate spirit attachments, nature spirit, stuff like that. You know, just stuff that's wafting about, that's looking for a home. And keeping your energy field clear is also really important in terms of boundaries. Because what you do when you do that, you know, when you clear your energy field, is you set a very strong intention, you send a very loud message out to the universe, and you go, no, this is me. This is who I am, and this is where my energy ends and another's begins. And what tends to happen is we don't ever really do that, or we do that in a very enforced way, but then we deplete our energy field through lifestyle choices, or through thought forms, or through tiredness, or through simply not clearing ourselves regularly. It's a bit like not brushing your teeth every day. Over time, that's going to have an impact on the health of your gums and your teeth. Also, ways in which we can deplete our energy field and therefore need to clear ourselves is if we are doing lots of drugs and alcohol, we have many sexual partners, we are involved in anything that lowers our frequency. I've got a podcast out there on gossip, and it's one of the lowest forms of interaction that we can ever engage in, because it comes from a space of mean-spiritedness. It's not coming from a place of love or acceptance. It comes from a place of judgment, and it's attack energy on the person that we gossip about. And so what that does is it instantly lowers our frequency. So if you find yourself around gossip, which can often happen in workplaces, and you find yourself drawn into it, and then you leave these conversations feeling drained or depleted or thinking thoughts that aren't really your usual thoughts, it's because you've picked up energies that aren't yours, and it's important to come away and clear those energies. If you are in very busy environments, like you live in a city, Maybe you're travelling back and forth a lot on, you know, heavily congested tube trains and buses and so on. Again, you're in close proximity to a lot of energies. You're picking up a lot from other people, thought forms, emotions and so forth. And if you're not clearing that at the end of the day, it's a little bit like wandering through life, never having a shower, you know, just thinking you'll be okay, that you just brush yourself down and put on a new pair of clothes and spray some perfume. At some point, you're going to have to clear the gunk off you. So clearing is so vitally important to our spiritual practice. It is how we maintain our power, and it's how we plug into the truth of who we are. And we can't really evolve spiritually if we're not clearing our energy field. It's also really important to clear ties that we have with people, you know, contracts, vows, agreements that we've made with people, but also just ties that we have with people, you know, people that may once have been in our lives and then we no longer have contact with them. It doesn't mean that they're not still attached to us in some way. So it's important to have a clearing of that, of the people in our lives that we, you know, we don't really want energetically to have in our lives. If you imagine that every person that we have an encounter with is that person in the physical world, but they also have like a energetic imprint. So even though they've left your physical space, they've still left an energetic imprint in your space. Can you imagine how many people are just part of your home, part of you, because you've never really cleared their energetic imprint? So part of the work that we do in the clearing, which I offer on the website, is about clearing the energetic imprints of what no longer serves us. But it's just something that you can also do on a daily basis, you know, really simple things like deleting old emails or text messages, getting rid of old photos, old stuff on social media, clearing your energy field when you come home, meditating, sending love and forgiveness to those difficult interactions, not interacting with people that lower your vibration, not overdoing drugs and alcohol, being really mindful of who is in your inner circle of people that you have in your life that you trust and share your deepest, most thoughts with. If you are genuinely interested in clearing work and how to clear your energy field, then please go on the website and have a look at the clearing. And that will give you some information about the clearing work that I provide, which is basically a very personalized shamanic journey that I go on that is just for you and will give you some practices and rituals that you can do in your life that will assist you in clearing. Everyone gets a different, you know, journey and practices to work with. So this isn't kind of one size fits all. It'll be unique to you. And, you know, for one person, that might be lighting a candle and doing a meditation. And for someone else, it might be something completely different. So there is no cure-all for these things. You know, we need to find different ways that assist us at different points in our life. So please do check that out on the website if this work resonates with you at all, to clear your energy field. But if not, you know, if you don't want to go in that deep, then just daily practices of making sure that you come home and you do something that clears your energy field, and making sure, as I've said, of what you interact with and what you engage with, and coming back to your own thought forms is a really good practice to get into as well. Until the next time, so it is and so it shall be.